All right, it is Saturday, May 8th, 2021. It's currently 8:51 p.m. This is just a button-up of what is ceaseless federal group stalking and monitoring. The fact that I am inside of a private space, as I have already demonstrated in the documentation, and as is also reasonably following where government is monitoring you, it is absolutely unreasonable to suggest that they're unilaterally going to stop that criminal act. This is an ongoing crime, an unprecedented crime, in concert with the people of the state, that is the people of the state of California, and all the guises under which that entity, that vicarious aspect of that entity, the people, engage in that. And so I remain subject to what is monitoring inside of a private space. All the exact same hallmarks remain. All the exact same elements for monitoring with communication devices remain. And what I want to speak to with regard to what is actually existing federal law, that's 18 U.S.C. Section 2261A, subsections 1 and 2. This is just screenshots of what I have already referenced this when I was at third party facilitating venue, Ontario Ovid Family Community Library. And I was documenting while I was inside, not only the state's directed light, the state's fake sun, which was directly over me as I stepped out. Well, not only as I arrived in the morning, but also as I stepped out in the middle of the afternoon, recall my video, and the state starts sounding its sirens, the state's fake sun directly over my head, in direct conflict with where it was already in the morning. This is remaining for hours. In direct conflict with where I was previously at, i.e. where I am now, Economy Inn at 2301 South Euclid Avenue. Again, Ontario Ovid Family Community Library at 215 East C Street in Ontario. This again, like all of the documentation shows, is stalking with light. The state is stalking with a means of light, which is speaking to what is the existence of a system ceaselessly underway. Okay, not just during the day when you're using a fake sun, but also 24 hours a day and at night. The state is directing light inside of a private space, while I am outside in public, while I am in transit, while I am walking about outside on foot, day or night. I've demonstrated this in documentation. So this is all context, and I'm referencing this video at that venue of the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library because I referenced while I was there, this is after I had left Economy Inn, third party facilitating venue, highlighting again what is the irreducible evidence of the people of the state monitoring what this monitoring on behalf of the government, the public entity, the state of California, doing so while at that venue, not only engaged in what is federal level of harassment while you're monitoring with and on behalf of the government. This is what Ontario Ovid is Family Community Library is engaged in, documented as engaged in, the direct evidence of that, and also the criminal conduct on the venue of the internet on a communication device. And one thing that I specifically referenced was the use of the internet and the monitoring conduct to obstruct the ability to access what is the specific function on my Samsung Galaxy J3 Star. And I'm being specific because the different phones have different functions, and functions that I am very well familiar with and have heavily used, and what was existent, what I was using, what was already existed. This is a matter of documentation. This is a matter of a paper trail that already exists when you're using the internet, when you are also creating documentation. So the fact that I've been using my cloud drive and that I've been creating the Google accounts, which again, Google provides the 15 gigabytes of free storage. And I documented at that venue while they were monitoring me, not only how they were engaging in the behavioral pattern of stalking with activity inside of that venue, but also engaging in the specific criminal act of obstruction of justice, blocking the ability to access the cloud drive through my phone, which is an ordinary function on this phone, the Samsung J3. And again, as I also spoke, I bought a brand new phone. This is all relevant to that. So I just want to give an update. I want to button that up. The state is engaged in ongoing documentation. This is what the people of the state are engaged in. Okay. Everything that I am speaking to, every third party that I document, and I will be documenting more. Okay. The criminal act is ongoing. The fact that I'm inside of a private space is in no way suggesting that I'm not being monitored and subject to an ongoing sexually violent offense by the people. The documentation shows exactly that. And that is also the policy that I advocate and have put forth for that purpose, because it is not addressed by federal legislation. The state is not only monitoring, the state is a sex offender, and the state is engaged in monitoring inside of a private space. And the state is facilitating that sort of sexually violent and invasive conduct by the people of the state of California. And so with regard to the Google account that I created, the state not only engaged in further conduct, and what I've documented to that end is, as I was speaking to, the blocking the ability to access the cloud through my phone, which is an ordinary function of that specific model, Okay. So this is the creation of a new account where I'm able to access, grant a third party access. So I'm going to be specific so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is going to the prosecution and this is the monitoring and violation of existing federal law. And Google is implicated in that pattern of conduct. Okay. Google is a third party. Google is a third party facilitating venue on the internet. All right. And it has also demonstrated engagement, direct interest in what I am doing and engaging criminal obstruction of justice. Okay. But I want to speak to the pattern of conduct website or email that I created, inability to access that, blocking the ability to access that drive through the phone. Which, and what's the significance of that? Trying to obstruct the ability to easily, seamlessly move my pictures as I'm taking capture of the state, stalking me and threatening my life, engaging in sexually violent, molesting me with its light, all right, and doing so with the people of the state. This is directly threatening conduct that the state's engaged in, and doing so through the creation, as I'm creating both a new account, and now I want to go further. The state has gone to the extent of accounts that I have already long granted access to this account. And again, this is a function in the phone. You grant the Samsung My Files, which is an app, all right? So it's a third-party app which you grant access through to your Google Drive, and in that way you are able to, through the phone, move your documents through that cloud, and it goes to your Google Drive. So the way that you're able to block this is by not being able to grant that access from the application, and the state is doing this by monitoring, and this is on the internet, this is on a communication device, and so I went through and I not only, so you're talking about what I spoke about when I was at the library, okay, blocking the ability of blocking my ability to do so, and by do so, I mean access my cloud drive through my phone, and with an account that is otherwise fully capable of providing access to my Google Drive. Okay, so at that time, this was a new account, and I want to be clear, the accounts that I have, documentation, I'll just be dating back to 2018. I have created these accounts. So the state has been, and this includes the people of the state when I'm speaking of the state, going back to accounts that have already been granted this access and continuously removing. So this is back end conduct. This is not me removing access to my Google Drive. And why would I do that? It would remove my ability to access my documentation, which I have not done. I even went the step further and looking at all of the different devices that are logged in and accessing my account and identified as my devices, which are not. And I also went through and I documented that third-party access for my Samsung My Files to the Google Drive, which is required. This is what you need in order to be able to access the Google Drive through the phone of the Samsung J3 Star. This is an ordinary function. This is an asset of the function of this phone, and it makes it very easy to access the Google Drive. And it is also another way to do the same thing, where the state is monitoring on the internet, going through the device itself is a way of obviating that monitoring conduct. So this is the state in no way stopping documentation. This is documentation of the people engaged in monitoring in violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 22618 subsection 1 and 2. They're using communication devices, interruption of my operation of my communication device on the venue of the internet, and it is also that which is a direct threat to my life, demonstrating an ongoing determination to monitor with the government on behalf of the government, stalking by the police, monitoring engaged in surveillance, engaged in molestation of my person with instruments of criminal conduct, engaged in all manner of sexual violence, physical violence, and threatening conduct while they are determined to continue to engage in this criminal conduct. All right. And so this is all relevant to that. Okay. Blocking the ability to add a new account. So I'm not able to access the Google Drive because of the monitoring conduct on communication devices by the state. And Google, as a third party, is implicated. I am unable to, the phone is in no way malfunctioning, whatsoever. This is the inability for a new account that I created in order to add access to my files in order through the phone to transfer my files. Okay, this is relevant, and the government has no right to interrupt your access to anything on your phone, monitor what you're doing on the internet. You have no warrant. You have no probable cause. This is criminal conduct, and it is a direct threat to the life of the target individual. So let me be clear and place it in its proper context. right? It is also, it is a direct threat while it is monitoring your documentation. So this is the stalker that is no ordinary stalker that has an issue with touching, has an issue with being where you are, following, listening to you like a psychopath, and engaging in continuing that conduct, and then also trying to stop you from reporting that they're doing that, okay? And so this is, again, informing policy. That's what this goes to. And I will continue to document third parties individually. They are part of the same group, meaning they're faceless as a part of what are the people of the state of California. But for purposes of prosecution, I am dissecting them and individually identifying by either image, by address, by license plate, and even by their conduct, because when I don't have a specific third party's name, they are representing the same group. And that in and of itself, again, the people of the state are in no way avoiding prosecution for every criminal act whatsoever. Okay. It is the government that is acting through them. And so you have my documentation of that. And this is documentation. Again, this is going to the prosecution of the people that I'm monitoring with the state. And also, what is the ongoing context while I'm inside of a private space? So you're talking about not only the context of the venue of the internet using communication devices, i.e. existing federal law under 18 U.S.C., all right, 2261A, but also that which shall be enforced against an entity engaging in monitoring. And so this is monitoring in a private space. This is that which is the criminal obstruction of justice. This is the impermissible threat while you are aware of the fact that you're being documented engaging in this conduct, which is a communication of a threat in and of itself by a government that is acting vicariously through the people who are engaging in the criminal elements on a ceaseless basis in concert with the state, for purposes of monitoring with communication devices. And so I this is what I documented, the ongoing removal of this access. This is like the television operating unilaterally. I'm not touching the remote, and I would absolutely not remove my access to manipulate my documentation through the phone. And so as I spoke about at the library, the state's monitoring conduct, seeking to block the ability to engage in what I have done. I have numerous accounts, and this is not subject to some sort of limit. This is ongoing monitoring conduct. This is the result. This is literally the result of what is monitoring. And they're monitoring and seeking to obstruct the ability to, for example, access ordinary functions on the phone, on the internet, and for the criminal obstruction purpose. All right. So I've already documented that the state is engaged in this while I'm getting the planes and the helicopters and the psychopath third parties who are under what is the fake sun and the state's directed light, while all manner of planes and helicopters and police, fire, and ambulance are engaged in a pattern of conduct of stalking. The people are directly engaged in that conduct with that state. All right. And so these are the accounts, and this is the significance of the images that I captured showing the removal of accounts. And this is just recently. So not only just blocking the ability to add a new account to access my Google Drive through the cloud on the phone, but also going back and removing access. This is relevant to these devices that are foreign. They are not mine, that are that I am signing out of my Google accounts. I only have the Samsung J3 Star. I have the new phone, the Galaxy A12, and I have the Samsung J3 Emerge, and I have my MacBook. I have my, I call it the Obama phone, or it's like a government phone. It's a free phone that I got back in 2018 when I was in Orange County, subject to monitoring there by that third party religious organization whose documentation I will get to publishing as soon as possible. But that's where I got that phone in 2018. These are devices that the state is engaged in ongoing monitoring, and the J3 Star is the one in particular with the cloud storage function. And I just want to be clear, it's not only limited to blocking the ability to access an account which is newly created, and that's with any new account now. So blocking that, and again, this is developments upon my creating that video, speaking to what was monitoring while I was in the library, and the third party employees and the patrons, but the third party employees in particular, they're the ones that were engaging in activity creation at the same time I'm creating the Google account. And then I go in and I further document on my podcast. Okay. So this is all relevant, and this is just continuing, speaking to what the people are engaged in. Okay. I go from venue to venue, and the same actor is engaged in group stalking and monitoring. All right. And violation of the same, existing federal law. So you're talking about an ongoing crime, which is also the ongoing sexual violence, physical violence, the ongoing federal level of a threat by a government. Okay, this is a government that's harassing you. This is no ordinary harassment either. This is that which is an ongoing threat to your life. All right. While it is, by the way, intending to continue to do so and trying to stop your ability to publish its criminal activity. This is the context of what the state is engaged in, what the people of the state of California are engaged in. I remain subject to monitoring in a private space. The state's directed light, as I also took pictures of, nothing new, but I just wanted to show what was richer, radiant light forming lines on the wall while I am inside of the private space. This is direct evidence against people of the state. The state's ongoing group stalking by the state acting directly. And again, the state sounds just like it does, creates noises targeted inside of this space, whatever space I'm at, or whatever location I'm at for that matter. But the state just engages in manufacturing, and I have called it, for purposes of understanding literally what the state is doing, the state is literally just targeting noise. The noise can sound like a train. The noise can sound like sirens. The noise can sound like someone stomping or hitting the wall. Understand, this is the state that is amplifying what third parties are actually doing, and the state that is literally playing a tape of audible activity. All right, that is targeted to where I'm located. So the state is engaging in amplifying what are the sounds of sirens, also engaging in, for the purpose of stalking with activity while I'm on a communication device. I want to be clear, monitoring on my patternofconduct.wordpress.com, monitoring on this website, trying and failing to engage in those are the third parties, and that's why I'm going to document more of them. That is not a third party's vehicle. The state is stalking with activity, and it's noise sounding like a vehicle speeding. And the simultaneity with which you are hearing it, as I mentioned, my WordPress and that venue where I am subject to monitoring on the internet, which is criminal obstruction of justice. Okay. So I want to be clear on that venue, like I said, and that's 9:08 p.m. So everything that's what the state has been doing, and I remain subject to monitoring in a private space. So like I said, on my website, thepatternofconduct.wordpress.com, monitoring on that website, trying to obstruct the ability for my podcast to filter onto my website. And again, the state has different abilities to affect your communication device. And I've demonstrated this when I was inside of the private space of Woodside Senior Apartments. Frontier, the operator of that internet, monitoring me inside of a private space, acting in concert with the state, controlling the internet, and using it as a means to monitor me with that communication device, which was the television. And I documented even on my phone, it says no internet. Internet may not be available, but the internet signal, the Amazon Fire Stick and the television itself, both of which are connected to the same internet source, showed a very strong signal. And this is indicative of what the state's abilities are with regard to monitoring. The state is engaged in a more proficient ability to monitor and obstruct on communication devices such as cell phones, okay? And on the television, for example, it is a more accurate picture of what is actually occurring specifically with the internet. I'm just giving an example of that because what you have is the inability to generate onto my website from my podcast, which is, an ordinary function. It's already linked. The podcast on my Anchor podcast is linked to my website. This is an ordinary function. The state is in relevant position monitoring with the people, all right, who are monitoring me to that audible activity that you just heard. They are monitoring me to right now to the voice as I am, my voice as I am speaking, all right? So POC is continuous, all right? So I just want to be clear, monitoring while I am creating my websites and trying to obstruct the ability for my podcast to be generated onto my website and published onto my Facebook page, onto my Twitter page, and onto my Tumblr page. And doing so, despite the fact of the settings that I have on the website demonstrating what I have set it as to generate automatically as I publish a post on my website, the state monitoring in this regard, and this is WordPress.com, I want to be clear, demonstrated third-party conduct on the venue of the internet actively engaged in criminal obstruction of justice by virtue of the people of the state's criminal act and due diligence with regard to, and this is the same thing in a private space, these third parties that are controlling the electricity, Edison, that are controlling the internet, Spectrum, and or you can name AT&T or Frontier, third parties of this nature, they are directly engaged in POC. Tuned in, all right, to control the environment around you. On the venue of the internet, it is analogous to that. I want to be clear, okay? The websites that I'm on, the platforms that I am on, this is based on that pattern of conduct. It is not outside of the, it is not outside of the perimeter to definitely implicate third-party platforms where I'm at, and this necessarily implicates WordPress, the website itself. I want to be clear, but the state is present in relevant position and monitoring and trying to obstruct my ability to create these my podcast onto my website. And I want to be clear, there was a concentrated effort to do this, especially as of May 6, 2021, where I captured the third-party group stalker acting on behalf of the people of the state with license plate 6SHY919. Who engaged in the threat. That's an assault. She's hopping out of her car while she is under a fake sun. She is posing a threat to my life, monitoring with the state. That's flying over my head. At the same time, mind you, while she's right here at the crosswalk, while I'm at the freeway, acting with third-party group stalker Amazon Prime, holding up their middle finger while they are under the state's fake sun, while the state is, again, flying over their vehicle as well, at the same time that I am capturing images of these the people of the state that are operating these vehicles with the brand Amazon Prime. This is the people of the state acting through this company, all right? It is POC, and I also captured that image. I want to be clear, as I captured that very damning documentation and published it, the state has engaged in a concentrated effort, because the monitoring doesn't stop, but concentrated effort to try to stop my ability to publish my website, my podcast from my website. I want to make sure I note that. And so this is also what you're seeing with regard to the POC on Google. All right. Google is implicated, necessarily so. The fact that the government is monitoring is no longer a fallacy. All right. This is the establishment of that by concrete evidence. The fact that third parties, the people of the state, I am speaking to what is that which is occurring in concert with the very constituents. All right. Where the government is monitoring, the people of the state are monitoring with it. It's a matter of identifying that pattern of conduct. And my documentation not only serves to prosecute, it is also literally a tutorial as to what you are looking at, because third-party group stalkers, and this is a demonic system, you are not going to get the truth out of a third-party group stalker or out of any state actor. You are analyzing the environment. You are analyzing the conduct. You are analyzing what are absolutely no coincidences. And understand if a targeted individual is indeed a targeted individual and not some paranoid schizophrenic, the evidence will not exist. I mean, you cannot make it up. There aren't enough coincidences to get all that matter of documentation. I'm showing you what is the ways in which you are able to expose a government that is monitoring you, because under ordinary circumstances, you are not going to have planes and helicopters following you everywhere. Police, fire and ambulance, group stalking. I mean, this pronounced level of stalking is not the ordinary situation. This is why I was monitored for years and did not know. Upon becoming aware of it, and then specifically upon documenting third-party group stalkers, the people of the state, this is when the state engaged in that, ratcheting up that aggression, which is a direct threat to your life. This is the pattern of conduct of criminal obstruction. This is what I mean. It is built in. As I begin documenting strangers, third parties who are following me around, who are engaged in ongoing harassment. And while I'm looking at different faces, I'm in different places, but I'm looking at a very, very identical behavioral pattern everywhere that I go. And the state is engaging in very heavy duty stalking conduct in concert with it. All right. So ongoing documentation is showing what you are focused on, the criminal elements of monitoring. And you are looking at that environment. The state is stalking with a light source when it is monitoring with communication devices in concert with every other stranger that you encounter in relevant position. Criminal obstruction of justice is inherent to that. And this is why the state engaged in this ratcheting up of aggression, a more pronounced form of stalking by law enforcement, by ambulance and fire department, engaging in criminal acts of kidnapping and sexual violence while they have me kidnapped, and the criminal facilitation of violence by the people of the state while I'm kidnapped. All right. And this of Aggression is also demonstrated by, again, Amazon Prime, who was monitoring in concert with the third party in license plate 6SHY919, all right, who actually has unfounded level of hostility. This is a third party group stalker representing the people of the state under all the same facts, creating activity that the people of the state are monitoring me to. And this is equally applicable to that group that is monitoring together to be identified in that ongoing criminal act together. And criminal obstruction of justice is ongoing. All right. And so this is the removal of accounts that I have long provided access to my Google account. This is for serving criminal obstruction of justice. And I have documented just yesterday and seeing what is again today. And again, today is May 8th. The reduction of my accounts accessing my Google Drive. This is going a back end, all right? I am not removing Samsung files from the as a third party from the ability to access my Google Drive. And I have no incentive to do that whatsoever. That is contrary to my purpose of accessing my documentation through my phone. That is serving the state's purpose. That is serving criminal obstruction of justice. And it is also in line with what I already documented, blocking my ability to add a new account to that cloud drive. All right. This is also that removal of that. And this directly implicates Google. All right. This is also relevant to the third parties, the state, and these foreign devices that do not belong to me, and that I have logged out on my accounts. All right, so this is the stuff that I'm documenting, and I'm going to mention it because this is in direct violation, which also calls for federal prison, by the way. 18 U.S.C. Section 2261A, subsections 1 and subsections 2. But this is intensified with that which is sorely lacking in existing federal legislation. The government is doing more than just monitoring, all right? And the government is acting by the people, and so you are honing in on the people. That's what I'm doing. The state's pattern of conduct is already established. This is the template under which the people are acting. And the people are consistently and constantly monitoring me inside of a private space. The people of the state of California are sex offenders. And it is really a matter of due diligence that I continue to take down the names of the people of the state as they are engaged in that ceaseless criminal act. All right. And that is what I remain subject to. As I've already shown, while I am outdoors of any private space and while I am inside of a private space. And that hasn't stopped. And I just wanted to make sure I button up that piece of documentation the state's still monitoring that's relevant on the venue of the internet. That's a means of interstate commerce. And it's also via the communication devices, a means of interstate commerce, on the venue of the internet, using an interruption of my phone, my what should ordinarily be absolutely unobstructed use of the internet and any way that I want to use my phone, period. But this is just the nature of the audacity of this criminal. That is the state, and that is acting via the people that are sex offenders, and that is ongoing at Economy Inn, as I've already established, and what the state is engaged in while I remain here. I want to make sure I note today, again, is Saturday, May 8, 2021. It's 9:19 p.m., this is that ceaseless criminal act, all right? I am engaged in ongoing documentation of the people of the state where it is an ongoing ceaseless crime that is being committed. It has not stopped and it does not stop until prosecution. All right. And you're talking about stop. I put that in air quotes. This is a demonically inspired. All right. This is a demonic entity, which you cannot see. All right. This is a demonic entity operating over government. All right. All right. That's Satan. That is, compelling natural individuals to fly circles, all right, over an individual. I mean, for no legitimate purpose. You're engaged in criminal conduct, but even the criminal conduct in and of itself, I mean, it is freakishly weird and peculiar. It is accomplishing monitoring, but understand this is satanic, all right? That's a psychopath, all right? Under a satanic influence, and this is the unveiling of that. You have what are the people of the state. This is corporate conduct. It's demonic in its nature. This is how demons act, right? And you're not going to see that demonic entity. That's invisible. You're looking at it in the natural, and this is demonic. The people of the state are engaged in this group satanic system, which is criminal, all right? And so this is in no way impervious to federal prosecution, as I've stated. I'm providing what is the relevant context. I am providing what is the literal criminal act that they're engaged in. And I'm also providing that which is not addressed. It's not only a criminal act of monitoring, They're engaged in all manner of sexual and physical violence and an ongoing federal level threat, which is posed by a government that is consumed with wanting to monitor you for absolutely no legitimate reason. Okay. All right. No legitimate reason. It is 9:20 p.m. and that is the POC documenting what is implicating the venues where I am being obstructed, and the state is engaged in an ongoing deliberate effort to obstruct that, which is a direct threat, and this is going to toward the people and that prosecution. They are engaged in that pattern of conduct, and this is on wordpress.com, my website, ongoing monitoring, and on my Google Drive, which is again directly implicating not only the state that's in relevant position, it's already established the state of stalking. I'm talking about on the venue of the internet, third party group stalker, Google. All right. And that is by conduct that is already documented. You are engaged in facilitation. You are a group stalker on the venue of the internet, engaged in criminal obstruction of justice. That's the state's pattern of conduct. All right. So that's a matter of documented criminal conduct. And this act of the removal from some back way, because it's not me that's removing it, and this is an ongoing progressive removal of my accounts being able to access, and that prevents, because the state is engaged in ongoing monitoring, that prevents my ability to upload those folders through the cloud drive, all right? And this is no small thing. This is that which is relevant to the documentation of a government that is monitoring an American citizen, which is a direct threat to your life, to your physical safety, to your overall well-being, as is also demonstrated by the state's criminal act of the way in which it is doing so, monitoring through the police. That is a deliberate intent to threaten your life, all right, to oppress and to incite fear. Right. This is that which is the state has engaged in kidnapping on multiple occasions. That is a direct threat to your life and your physical safety. This is the entity that's monitoring and actively engaging in trying to obstruct the ability or to access documentation. It is no small thing whatsoever. This is that which is informing policy. And this is directly for that prosecution of the people of the state of California. That is POC.